I think we pulled influences from a lot of places, obviously. I mean, Java was one of them, C++, C. I come from a long background of programming, Pascal and Delphi and whatever, lots of influences there, like, you know, Delphi had properties and C# has properties, you know, and it's because I think properties are a good thing. So it's, you know, nothing gets designed in a vacuum, and then we all stand on the shoulders of giants, et cetera, you know, it's every programming language builds on what went before it. That's the prudent and right way to do development. So there was a multitude of inspiration.
Absolutely. Yes. Which is true for, like you said, for Java as well.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Java is hugely influenced by Smalltalk, for example, and C++ obviously, and C. And you know, honestly, there will be languages after Java and after C# that will be influenced by both of those, you know, and take the good parts and dump the bad, you know, and add a little bit. That's sort of how you design new stuff, right?
Sure.
You take the core and then you lop off a little bit and you pepper on some new stuff and there it is. You
well,
know?
That brings up an excellent question. Like, how do you design a program language? I mean, do you start with the compiler or
No idea. C# was not designed by starting with a compiler. I mean, because the compiler is the embodiment of the language, if you will, but it is not the language, right? It is just a translator of the language to some other form. Of course, you want to think about whether it is possible to compile this language and whether it can be efficient and so forth, but once you establish that, I think the compiler is really something that is best viewed as a separate piece. So we designed the language as an entity by itself. We wrote a language specification and so forth. I mean, if I have to say, the one thing about language design is the hard part is not what to put in. The hard part is what to keep out, right? I mean, there are lots of things you could put in, lots of crazy ideas, but you know, how do you make sure that it doesn't look like a kitchen sink, right? And how do you make sure that there's some sort of guiding principle and you know, once I learn about this, this sort of seems familiar over here automatically. And you know, how do you establish a philosophy of the language that just sort of naturally, you when you know this feature, this other feature feels right in the same context, right? And it's very much subjective, and it's very much, you know, about having good taste, whatever that means. It's not something that you can just sort of like pick up a book and do. I think because it is ultimately an embodiment of what we think is the right way to program, right? But it's just our view of it, you know, the design group. It's not the only one right view.